The following is a presentation of the World Marketing Association, an online promotion service. Thank you for joining The Informer today. I'm your host, J.L. Thompson, here with my co-host, Mr. Darling Witherspoon. We're glad you're here and hope you'll find our presentation of relaxing music and business topics informative.
Well, I have good news for you. If you've been sitting there wondering just where to begin your business, or if you've been struggling with an idea for a business, or an idea for a product, or an idea for a service, or any sort of idea on how to attract more money into your life, and it seems like you just can't quite see it, I've got good news. And it's the whole idea of selling information. Now, this is really huge, especially on the internet, which is a place that I've been specializing in selling information products for the last 20-some years. And it's very simple to do. What you're going to do is look at your own passions, your hobbies, your experience, your education, to find out what you've been doing that other people would be interested in knowing how to do themselves. And in this case, once you put it down in writing, you can sell that information to them. So hear me out, because this is really fascinating and really juicy, and it's a great money-making opportunity for anybody, including you. There was a woman who came to visit me one time when I was living in Austin, Texas, and she had heard about the internet, she had heard about me, and she really couldn't believe that you could make money online. And we had lunch, and I was answering all of her questions, and she was very skeptical. And she kept saying things like she didn't see where she could make any money online, that she was only in her 20s, she had no real experience, no real education, no real unique background. So how could she make any sort of information product, any sort of digital product to sell on the internet? So I listened to her and I asked a few questions. I said, what do you like to do? Well, she likes to do biking. What are you interested in? Well, I'm interested in raw foods. And what is your passion? What are your experiences? What have you done for hobbies? And she said, well, I taught myself to play the guitar. Now, I listened to all of this, and she probably could have done an ebook on raw foods, maybe a raw foods cookbook. She might have done something on biking, maybe the secret biking trails of Texas or the Austin area. But when I heard that she taught herself how to play the guitar, my ears perked up, and I thought, now that sounds interesting. And I looked at her, and I said, how did you teach yourself to play the guitar? She said, I taught myself to play it in one weekend. And I thought, wait a minute, you taught yourself how to play the guitar in one weekend? She said, yes, it's just my own method, and I taught myself to play it because I wanted to play a few songs, and now I can play the guitar, and I started in one weekend. And I said, have you ever taught this to anybody else? And she said, no, there's lots of guitar instruction books out there. And I said, that doesn't matter. People always want to learn new things. If there's an audience for a particular service or product or hobby, there's a built-in demand for more information in that particular category. Well, I love guitars. I collect guitars. I'm always learning how to play the guitar. I'm always wanting to learn faster ways to play the guitar. I'm not much different from the audience who would be interested in how to learn how to play the guitar in one weekend. So I urged her to write down her method. She was a little resistant, but she was trusting me. She looked at my life, my lifestyle, and my name on the internet. She thought, well, I guess this Joe Vitale knows how to make money online. I'll listen to him. So she wrote up a little ebook, which she called Stripped Down Guitar. And in that little ebook, she explained how she taught herself how to play the guitar in one weekend, and she walked people through how to play the guitar themselves. And I read it, and I loved it. I thought it was very simple. It was very conversational. The book was not very long, and that's the wonder of ebooks or digital products or information products. They don't have to be very detailed. Get to the point, teach people what you promised to teach them, and stop. I told her to add a few photographs to the book because it would help people visualize what she was trying to explain. And then I told her to take her Word document and turn it into a PDF. And a PDF document is the most recognizable form, whether somebody's reading a document on a computer that's a Mac computer or a PC computer. Almost every computer can read a PDF document. So she took her Microsoft Word book, turned it into a PDF document, and then showed it to me. And I said, this is an information product. I then told her how to put up a website. And she put up the website by going to GoDaddy.com and buying the domain for StrippedDownGuitar.com and then paying to have a website put up to sell her particular ebook. I then told her to go to ClickBank. ClickBank.com is a place where people can buy your particular product, and ClickBank will process the credit cards and send you a check every couple weeks. So I explained all this to her, and then I told her, let's tell the world about your ebook. So she began to market and promote it. And I told my list about it, so she immediately started to get some sales. She knew to go online and Google groups, and she was able to type in guitar instruction or guitar classes or guitar groups, and Google would bring back to her all the different places where people are interested in guitars and guitar instruction and guitar playing. She would then go to those different groups and just mention she came out with this book. I don't remember what she charged for the ebook. It might have been around $19.95 or $25.95, but she began to make thousands of dollars a day. And the punchline comes along because somebody who bought that book from her went to her and said, I love your book so much, I want to buy the rights to distribute it myself. And she sold the rights to her ebook for $10,000. Now, this is pretty remarkable when you consider that when the young lady first came to me, she had no idea what to write about. She had no clue how to make a PDF or an ebook. She had no idea what ClickBank was or GoDaddy. She had no idea that she personally could attract money from something she was doing as a pastime or a passion for herself. She was truthfully broke when she first came to me. She admitted to me that she was actually borrowing money from her parents in order to pay her bills. Then she went from zero to making thousands of dollars a day to making a $10,000 payday. Now, I don't know how much $10,000 means to you, but it means a lot to me and it meant a lot to her. That was like winning the lottery. And that's what happens when you start creating information products. You actually create products that sell while you sleep. The first time I had this happen was a couple decades ago. I created an information product called Hypnotic Writing. It's now out there as a published book, and I still think you can get it as an ebook. But the first time we released it as an ebook, I think we charged $29.95 for it. You can charge whatever you want for an ebook because it's information and people are paying to get the solution. They don't care how big it is or how fancy it is. They just want the problem solved. So in this case, they wanted to learn how to write hypnotically, which is something I created and coined and specialized in. So I announced Hypnotic Writing, sold it for $29.95, and overnight, I sold 600 copies of it. Now, you have to understand, an ebook is not a printed book. It's something you read on your computer. It's a digital file, sometimes a text file, usually a PDF file, which means to you and me that there's nothing to print. There's nothing to warehouse. There's nothing to ship. This is, in many ways, an invisible product, but it's very real to the person buying it. And there's something else that's wonderful that happens here. There's instantaneous gratification. You instantly get the customer's money, and the customer instantly gets the product. It all happens in real time. So when I came out with Hypnotic Writing, I saw that this was a powerful, wonderful way to attract money in my life. I then came out with many other ebooks, including Hypnotic Selling Stories, the Hypnotic Swipe File, and a whole long series of Hypnotic This and That books to go with my brand that was me at that point in history.
Tips for managing leads. 1. Deliver content to your leads that either they want or that they need to know, when they need it. 2. Respond to your leads in a timely manner. 3. Ask your leads qualifying questions. You'll want to deliver pertinent content to your leads on what you want them to do next. By creating a set of letters that you automate to your autoresponder, you can keep them abreast of new developments, new information that they would like to know about, and information that you want them to know about. Of course, you want these messages to be delivered to them at the right time. You never put the cart before the horse. These messages must be given at the appropriate time to cause the effect that you expect. Another thing you want to do is to respond to your leads in a timely manner. Usually within 48 hours at the max. You want them to know that you are attentive to them and that if they are in business with you, they can hear from you regularly and on time. Don't wait days or weeks to contact them because they will forget who you are. They are probably searching for an opportunity or leadership with more than one company, so you have to be on point with making that issue known to them. Ask your leads qualifying questions. This can lead to the difference between landing a new deal or wasting your time and efforts with the wrong match. Control your enthusiasm by asking targeted questions. Don't lead in with your pitch. Instead, ask some probing questions to find out who makes the decisions on purchasing and what exactly is the prospect looking to attain. People are more likely to buy from you if you can create an emotional connection. What we do with our leads determine our success. Wishing for you the success that I wish for myself.
Again, I'm your host, J.L. Thompson. You know, recently I had the opportunity of meeting with Mr. Ed Davis Sr. He's a representative with an extraordinary health care company, NP USA. NP USA produces products that is extraordinary in the health care industry. Well, let Mr. Davis tell you about it. Give him a call at 702-350-1785. We think you'll be glad you did.
Share your goals for success. Most people have a laundry list of ideas, goals, dreams, and aspirations for their life. There are so many things they want to do, but life gets in their way. The days, months, and years pass by, and many of those ideas never see the light of day. There is a little technique you can use, if you have the courage, that will almost guarantee the achievement of big goals and dreams. It is based on the idea of social pressure. Think about this. Let's say you have a goal to lose a certain amount of weight or achieve some desired level of fitness. You can set the goal privately and tell yourself, "I'm going to achieve this goal by August 1st. On the other hand, you can make the goal public by telling all of your friends and family what you intend to do and even give a date for your desired completion. As soon as you take that goal public, you move into a different state of mind. No longer are you at the mercy of your own self-discipline, which has been tarnished by years of bad habits. Now, you have a much more powerful forcing function dictating your day-to-day actions and decisions. Is this method too aggressive? Perhaps you're thinking, what if I declare this goal to everyone and then fail to achieve it? It is a valid concern, but let's look at this in more detail. If you set your goal, tell everybody about it, and work hard towards the goal, only to fall a bit short, you are still in a way better position than you were before setting the goal. Your results will have improved to some degree. You can move forward and set new goals from there. However, if you set the goal, tell everybody about it, and then take no action towards the goal, you have now put yourself in an embarrassing position. In my opinion, I think the pain of an event like that might just be the fuel you need to motivate yourself into action the next time around. If the goal or dream you are aspiring for is important to you, I think this exercise would be extremely valuable to you and to your life. So how do you apply this to your life? Start by grabbing a pen and paper and simply brainstorm all the things you would like to accomplish. Have fun with it and let your mind wander. Then, look at the most time-sensitive goals. For example, the goal of becoming an expert guitar player may take years, while the goal of quitting smoking can happen in a matter of days or weeks. Pick a short-term goal, set a date, declare the goal publicly, and start working on it. You'll be amazed at what happens. Muscles. If you do some searching around the internet, you will see a number of interesting studies that have been conducted on the habit of willpower as being an important predictor of success in life. In general, people who exercise more self-control in all different types of situations are more likely to produce better results in life, health, family, business, and so on. Many of the studies actually show that a person's willpower acts like a muscle that can be developed and strengthened with practice. Here are some suggested activities you can try to strengthen your own willpower or self-control muscles. 1. Try brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. It might start off feeling very awkward, but as you work on the habit, you improve your ability while increasing your self-control. 2. Change your reactions. For example, if you have the habit of reacting with anger when something doesn't go your way, choose to practice changing your reaction to something more positive. Each experience creates the new habit and reinforces your willpower muscles. 3. Read or listen to books about personal development daily, ideally at the same time each day. The more you analyze your habits and behaviors, the more you will see opportunities for your change and improvement. 4. Replace every drink with water. This is a great habit for anyone who wants to improve their health. If you normally have a pop, coffee, or juice, make the conscious decision to replace it with water. Each choice strengthens your self-control muscles and contributes to better health. 5. Practice proper breathing. As often as possible throughout the day, focus on deep breathing into your diaphragm rather than short breaths that often come as a result of stress. 6. Adjust your posture. By repeatedly correcting your posture, you not only improve the health of your body, and particularly your spine, you also create an opportunity to form a new habit that comes from the development of your willpower. These are just a few examples that you can use and adapt into your own self-control regimen. The key is to find activities that are important to you and will move you towards some specific goal that you have in your life. Another important aspect to keep in mind is the enjoyment factor. If you are working on your willpower strength, but the entire time you feel like it's punishment or painful, the chance of you maintaining your new habit is slim. So take some time today to think of some new activities you can build into your life that help you build your willpower and self-control. Remember to have fun with it, see it as a tool to help you become more successful, and don't forget to forgive yourself if you happen to sway off track once in a while.
You're listening to The Informer on InformerRadio.com, sponsored by the World Marketing Association. You can visit the World Marketing Association at www.worldmarketingassociation.biz. That's worldmarketingassociation.biz. Register at the website and open the door to programs that can make business development easier. Thanks for listening.
Measure your way to success. What gets measured gets managed. Peter Drucker. Right now, I want you to think about your most recent New Year's transition, a time where we all sit down and determine once and for all that we are going to change. We've failed our resolutions in years past, but not this time, right? If this describes your thought process, the odds are drastically against you. Most of us live our lives primarily through habit. Hundreds, or actually more likely thousands, of little habits determine our moment-by-moment choices and ultimately our results in life. Making permanent change usually requires a lot more than a simple New Year's declaration. And the key is becoming aware of the changes you want to make. Enter the fun and exciting world of statistical measurement. Okay, even as a math major, I find the idea of stats and data completely boring. Or at least I did find it boring until I read the quote at the beginning of this article. The truth is, when you begin to measure anything, the simple act of observation will begin to impact the results. In 2007, I was on a mission to change my life, build up the courage to quit my job, and start my own business. This required a total re-engineering of my thought patterns, beliefs, and behaviors. Without knowing it at the time, I actually used precise measurement and analysis to drive my permanent lifestyle change. For a period of approximately 100 days, I tracked almost every single activity I performed in a day. This included everything from work, to checking Facebook, to grocery shopping. What this allowed me to do was evaluate my actions and focus more time and energy on activities that ultimately moved me towards my goal of being an independent entrepreneur. If I engaged in a goal-destroying activity, like watching TV instead of working on my new business, I had to write it down on my activity list. Of course, I didn't want to write these destructive activities down, so my list became my control mechanism. Instead of discipline or wishful thinking, I had a practical, tangible solution to changing my life. In hindsight, I now realize that this simple system can be used to activate any change you want in your life. From losing weight, to increasing productivity, to improving relationships, measure the activities and instantly bring a new awareness that provokes positive change. Your task: go to the dollar store, buy a simple three-subject notebook, and begin tracking some data that is impacting your life. It could be a food or exercise journal. It could be a list of all the time wasters that are hurting your success. Make sure you have a specific goal in mind, and then track your improvements as you track your activities.
Hi there, this is Dara Lee with a success tip. You will need hosting for your domain name. While your domain name is like your website's street address on the internet, hosting is like your website's home. Hosting for a simple squeeze page can be as little as $5 per month. If all you'll be hosting is a squeeze page, however, you don't need a lot of bells and whistles. But if you think you might be hosting blogs or other types of websites, you might want to consider a slightly more expensive hosting package. Use your options. This is Darlene Witherspoon with Success Tips, and thank you for listening to the Informer Radio Show. Thank you.
Thanks again for joining the Informer today. And please visit the banner board, where you'll find businesses and opportunities to satisfy all of your business needs. Businesses such as Skin by Nature, all natural ingredients for natural skin care. And Gatto XL, introducing James, the coffee guy. You'll also find the Network University at the banner board, promoting your businesses around the web. You can also get your VIP access. Click the banner. Make wealth real. Banner number 4, at the board. The Tree of Knowledge is also represented. Discount ebooks. Banner number 5. Number 6, at the banner board, J-Mag increases your daily income. Visit J-Mag. Click on his banner. Leads to move your business with Don. At the banner board, banner number 7. Also, Shirley introduces FireFan. Get in the game. Click banner number 8. Banner number 9. Darlene Witherspoon introduces Travels Unlimited for all your travel needs. Go to banner number 12 for your domain and websites. At banner number 14, Regina, coach, teacher, and speaker. Visit Regina in her banner. You can also increase your wealth with Upland. Banner number 16 at the banner board. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. Join the Informer daily at 8 p.m. Pacific Time and visit the website www.informerradio.com. That's informerradio.com, where you can relax and be informed. Thanks again, and please join us tomorrow.